I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. When the drugstore chain Walgreens proposed merging with a European pharmacy, the move was approved by 97% of Walgreens shareholders. Business experts believe the merger would help both companies, but a group of trial lawyers challenged the deal by filing a class action lawsuit. Even though Walgreens had filed volumes of information required by law, the class action lawyers demanded even more disclosures. Such lawsuits over mergers and acquisitions have become all too common these days. Just 10 years ago, only 39% of these large transactions triggered stockholder lawsuits, but those lawsuits have more than doubled since then. In 2014, a whopping 95% of these deals resulted in a lawsuit. Let's be fair, if these lawsuits were helping consumers, this would be good. But in many cases, stockholders get nothing while the lawyers get rich. In the Walgreens case, a federal court called for an end to lawsuits like this that demand meaningless disclosures and said that they've become nothing more than a racket. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.